Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Tyson Foods expects African swine fever in China to boost global pork and poultry demand, although a lot of questions remain about just how much U.S. meat exporters will benefit from China's need for imported protein. Noel White, Tyson's president and chief executive officer, sees both opportunity and risk from African swine fever, but indicates the disease has the potential to impact the global protein industry on a level that we have never quite experienced. He stresses the risk remains that African swine fever could arrive in this country because the disease has been around for more than a decade now, but only spread rapidly during the past year, not just in China either, but in Europe as well. He says the industry and the government have been more focused on African swine fever risk to the United States in the past few months. Now, African swine fever and increased slaughter capacity in the United States are without question driving up pork costs, initially outpacing the value of pork. And he says African swine fever also drove some incremental demand for chicken in the past quarter. African swine fever, a huge concern for the U.S. livestock industry. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.